Hello, everyone. It's Christoph Trapp, Chief Content Officer at Interiors and Sources. Thanks for joining us for another episode of our I Hear Design podcast. Still here in Las Vegas at HD Expo. And now I'm joined by Rick Hickman. He is VP at Momentum Textiles and Wall Coverings. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here.
And today's topic for this episode is four trends in hospitality design.
Easy for us. Now, when we look at trends at Momentum Textile and Wall Covering, you know, really what we're looking for is not products that are trendy. We're not trying to be trendy or follow the trend, but what we're doing is trying to identify different product categories. So our design team really starts out the year by surveying the market through our salespeople. We go out, we're talking to customers. Some of the things that we've been seeing as recurring themes, one is a geometric product, and that has been a great trend for us, and we see that in fine line scale, fine line work, whether it's bringing together and building a geometric from the ground up with handmade product, or whether it's just interesting line work put together. Another trend that we see out there right now is woods. Woods, and more woods. Would you just stop it with the woods? But woods aren't stopping. They're here to stay. It's a natural element. Bringing that, it's almost a biophilic design, bringing that biophilic feel into it outside in. Whether they're natural, real woods, or whether they're emulations of that. And we often see trends merging, like our geometric trend merging with a wood. You almost have sort of an op art feel coming to life with those two things happening. And then, you know, another thing that I personally really enjoy seeing out there right now is this artistic movement that's out there. It's almost a benchcrafted type of feel with different products. That can really be seen in some of our handcrafted products. So there we're doing different layering techniques. It's a we work at one of our manufacturing facilities. It's when you go in there, it's really, to call it a manufacturing facility doesn't do it justice. It's really more of an art studio. They start out with 40-foot tables. They'll pull substrate across that, so they'll pull a wall covering base across that, and then they're laying silk screens down on top of that, troweling different ink techniques down and building up a product, then hand rubbing it with ink. So that's sort of the genre of product that we're talking about in that personalization. Another trend for us, and this is one that is really hard for us to capture, is more of a personalization or cultural experiences. And with that, what we're trying to do is we're trying to evoke sort of a regional look to give a regional identity to a product. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, sort of more of a, you know, native feel up there that would be more indigenous to that area. And it's difficult to create a product like that because a lot of times it'll pigeonhole it. So, you know, being open to, you know, merging different things in to create an item like that is pretty unique. And that sort of merges with the trend out there that we call personalization. And in personalization, it's really trying to give a unique feel to a space. And with that, I mean, we're just pulling the odd things into a product to create something that has very much an eclectic feel. So just a few trends that we're seeing out there, but we're constantly looking out for what's the next thing coming.
So why are these trends important for interior designers to pay attention to?
Well, you know, I think for interior designers, you really don't realize the impact that you're having on the individual. And really, you're trying to evoke a mood. And to do that, you need to have your eyes open to what is trending out there and what's happening out there to better create the mood in a dynamic way.
So the first one was geometric.
It's a geometric, so that's a merging of lines. It might be a typical geometric, or you might be laying down different geometric products to create that feel.
And then the second one was woods, which is basically bringing the outside in. Is that a fair way to put that?
Yeah, bringing the outside in, that biophilic design, you know, using woods to evoke sort of a natural or calming sensation when you're in an interior.
Always important. And then what was the third one again in summary?
The third one was the personalization, you know, cultural experiences there and really making a space unique by evoking some sort of a regional feel.
That's always difficult, of course, because there's many different subcultures, different sub-regions, really.
Right. That's exactly right. And being able to do that and not really pigeonhole or make something just too specific.
too specific. That is a industry term. I can relate to that for sure. And then finally, the last one again.
You know, I think that we had, you know, the woods, the cultural experience, the artistic as well, which is one of my favorite.
Yeah, being artistic. Rick, thanks for joining us. And, of course, thanks for listening, everyone. Take these things as inspirations. Still reporting here from HD Expo. Thanks for listening to another episode.